You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time to check on the newest offerings from professional theater companies around the state. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is back with us, and we're going to start by heading back to the 60s.
Yeah, the first up this week is a terrific, funny farce play called Boeing Boeing, which opens up at the Tipping Point in Northville. Plays a bit of a throwback. It began in France in the 60s and is about a bachelor who's balancing his dalliances with three different flight attendants. And he usually does a good job of keeping them from meeting each other on the threshold of his apartment because they're on different flight routes. But the funny part of the story, the wheels come off this whole arrangement, and the whole thing becomes a comedic farce with the gals all ending up in town at the same time. Plus his nerdy friend from high school who is visiting him and who becomes a player in all the action.
And I recall this was a Tony Curtis, Jerry Lewis film in 1965, which we can see who played the pilot and who was the nerdy friend. Now, you talked with the Tipping Point director, Dave Davies.
Right. He's a terrific actor, and also he directed this. And he talked a bit about how a play like this holds up.
It's Boeing Boeing is typical French farce. But it was written in 1960, and like any classic play, if you look at it through modern eyes, there's typically a modern spin you can put on it. So while our story does take place in 1965, as far as the comedy goes, does have a much more modern spin on it, a modern take on it.
Well, that's, you know, hey, people love Mad Men. And not that was a comedy, but we are ready to, you know, we get it that this was 50 years ago. But if it still makes you laugh, laughter is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we have a complete kind of gear change here. It's a much different kind of play. Return to some Detroit history, if you will, a play called Strawberry, What a Party. And it's a play about the death of Tamara Green, who was an exotic dancer who many, including the play's author, believe was killed by associates of former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah. That was a news story, and it's really urban lore, and it's persisted in Detroit since 2003. So even though official investigation says it didn't happen, many believe that Tamara Green danced for then-Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick at an alleged wild party at the Manoogian Mansion. Again, the word alleged. And that Detroit's First Lady Carlita Kilpatrick walked in and allegedly beat Green in the middle of giving a lap dance to the mayor. A few months later, in April 2003, Tamara Green was killed in a drive-by shooting, and the bullets that killed her reportedly came from a .40-caliber pistol, which we should note was standard issue for the Detroit Police Department. And more than 14 years later, her murder remains unsolved. So no one's been able to, A, prove the party happened, and B, who killed Tamara. There are people that think a hit might have been ordered on her to keep her from being a huge political embarrassment for Kwame Kilpatrick, who, of course, is now serving 28 years in a federal prison in Oklahoma for public corruption. But so this story has been turned into what kind of play? How's it constructed?
Well, Carol Teagarden, who is a former Detroit Free Press reporter, wrote this play. It premiered in Detroit last year, kind of a workshop situation, but now she's updated it a bit. There are cast changes, and it's being performed at the Adre Auditorium in Dearborn. And Teagarden also wrote a book on this investigation, on which the play is based, called Strawberry, How an Exotic Dancer Toppled Detroit's Hip-Hop Mayor. The play, which I saw last year, I have not seen this new iteration yet, I'm going to, is it's well done. I mean, it's structured. You have the police, in you know, characters there, the investigators, of course. You have Tamara's character. I really liked it, and I thought it was a very good window into a chapter of Detroit history.
An alleged chapter.
An alleged chapter,
indeed,
yes.
Indeed. And now to the University Musical Society, and they've got a show timed to National Suicide Prevention Week.
That's right. It's called Every Brilliant Thing, and it's a one-man show. And it's really this character kind of ruminating and talking, at times talking with the audience, about whether or not he should kill himself, whether his life is worth going forward with. Now, it is not the colossal bummer that may sound.
Yeah,
like.
You say don't be sheepish about this.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting piece. It's funny at times. It's poignant. And it's very provocative and thought-provoking. It is not A Night of Bummer.
Every brilliant thing at the University Musical Society. Now, you recently held the 2017 Wild Awards, basically the Michigan Tonys. Tell us about the three big award getters.
The three big ones were The Barn in Augusta, and they won multiple awards for a really over-the-top production of The Little Mermaid because the acting and the singing and their set design was just so over-the-top great that they won multiple awards for that. The Williamston Theater won multiple awards as well, not for musicals, but for their plays 1984 and Pulp. 1984, of course, based on the George Orwell book that has had a surge in popularity, the book sales through Amazon and now this play. And Pulp, a play which is written by Michigan playwright Joe Zettelmeyer, who we've had on this segment before. Mm-hmm. And the Encore Musical Theater in Dexter, which was also a big winner for its productions of Assassins and The Full Monty.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. And then you want to talk a little about this year's Rising Star. So this is what, best performance by an actor under the age of 18?
Correct. This is the second year we've had this award. Mm-hmm. And it was won by an actor working at the Slipstream Initiative Theater in Ferndale. His name is Jackson Obahasira, who turned in a remarkable performance as a trans woman who's put into a reality show in which she is supposed to compete in a contest called Pretty Young Girl. It's the Pretty Young Girl contest. The name of the play was PYG, and the whole thing is an update on the Pygmalion story.
Interesting.
That's what Slipstream does mostly. They do updates of classics. Jackson's performance was extraordinary for such a young actor, and he gave a wonderful speech at the awards ceremony, standing up for the rights of transgender people and LGBTQ. And we spoke with Jackson this week about how he attacked this role and this opportunity.
We constantly met with the playwright to add changes and revisions as we saw through our conferences with the transgender woman who helped us on the journey and some of the other people that some interviews that we had watched and documentaries and things just to make sure that it was never cartoonish or stereotypical in any way. And then we did a complete and whole physical transformation to the best of our abilities, including removal of all my body hair and all that fun stuff, just to make sure that it was never disingenuous to, you know, the actual struggles or times of being a transgender woman, especially in the modern era.
I can tell that you think we should keep our eye on Jackson.
Yes. You know, he was 17 when he did this role. Mm-hmm. And it's hard enough for young actors, you know, in high school to hold their own on a stage with adults and sometimes equity actors. And he was remarkable.
Exciting. Well, congratulations, Jackson. And thanks, as always, to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. You can go to EncoreMichigan.com and get all the details on these and other professional theater productions all around Michigan. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Cynthia.